Susan Pinsky, and welcome to Calling Out. If you like what you hear today, be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes so you get the newest episodes right away, and always rate us 5 stars. We love to be rated high, and it helps our ratings. You can also download the podcast at soundcloud.com/Susan Pinsky and also sideshownetwork.tv. Obviously, this isn't actually Susan Pinsky. Hi, I'm co-host for the day, Brad Williams. All right.
Thank you for doing such a fine job.
No problem. I try.
So if nobody knows who Brad Williams
is. No one knows who I am.
He has appeared on numerous TV shows, including Legit, Live at Gotham, The Tonight Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Mind Dementia, and Pitbots. Pitbots,
where robots fight each other in the pits of NASCAR events. It's on the Game Show Network, a very small show. But Pitbots from the makers of BattleBots on Comedy Central. It's Pitbots. Pitboss with two S's.
So that was on the Animal Planet. You perform for the troops all over the world?
Oh, yeah.
Because soldiers think dwarves are funny, too?
Yes, dwarves are hilarious.
Yeah, well.
And I am one. I'm not just saying that as a blanket statement of dwarves are hilarious, which, I mean, granted, we are. But I am one, personally. I know you can't tell by the voice. I don't come on to, that's not how I sound. My ball's dropped. 15. All right. So I'm a stand-up comic, and I've been on this show before. We did a psychic reading together, and you sent me a text and said, hey, come on by. So I thought, all right, sounds like fun. Let's talk to some dead people.
Well, we need a testimonial from you.
Sure.
We'd like to know what you thought about your reading with James von Prague.
Mm-hmm.
Who, by the way, is amazing. I just want to let everybody know we love James.
Yeah. I forgot how long ago I was on the show, but the one thing that stood out to me is that he said, you're about to do a big new purchase in your life, and I know I'm a dwarf, so every purchase is big, but holy crap, that cantaloupe is huge! But he says you're going to do a big new purchase in your life, and that you are having hesitations about it, and you should go ahead and do it, and it'll be great.
Don't be cheap.
Yeah, that was true, and I went out, and I got a Lexus. And
he told you to get a car.
Yes,
I remember that.
Yes, and I love that thing.
Oh, I love Lexus too.
That was a great purchase.
Congratulations.
So, thank you to the psychics. I mean, granted, it's not a stretch to say like, oh, Lexus, good call. Like it's not, but he didn't specifically say that. He said go get that new purchase that you've been hesitant about, and I did, and it was great. So on that front, my testimonial is. Good. It was a positive experience on this show.
For sure. I'm so happy. Psychics are always good at spending your money.
Well, I mean, yeah. my dad has an excellent quote where he always says, the easiest thing in the world to do is spend someone else's money, which is absolutely true. Yeah, he talks about that whenever my mom takes the credit card out. I was having hesitations about the car. Obviously, being a little person, a car isn't even... more of a bigger purchase because I've got to make special modifications to the vehicle, so I didn't know if I wanted to go through all that. But then I did it, and Lexus actually has this program where if you're disabled, they give you $1,000 to go change the car and like do whatever you need to do get it drivable. So thanks, Lexus.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yay.
Please sponsor me.
So
I will be like a NASCAR driver. I will come on stage. I'm in stand-up shows every night in a Lexus jacket, track pants. I'll have a diamond L like around my neck. I'll just do the logo. Yeah. No problem. Please sponsor me, Lexus.
So today in the house, we also have two clairvoyants, AJ Barrero, who's been on our show before, and Rebecca Fearing. Oh, and before I say that, I want everybody to go back and hear Brad's reading with James von Prague on the Comedium show that was like last September or something. I'm not sure. It was one of the first ones.
Yes.
So I'm so happy to have you, though, because you've been around the K-Rock universe for so long, and we run into each other all the time, and I really appreciate your help. It's great.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm always willing to help, and I got special instructions from your husband, Dr. Drew, to help, and that is if you ever say the word, I'm supposed to slap you.
But not spank me.
But not spank. He specifically said that. Not spank. He said, I think in the text he said, leave that to me.
Yeah, so, I was going to say that.
I got that. So I have my instructions very clear. No problem, Drew. Your wife is in very capable but ever so small hands.
Okay. AJ was on a previous show when we did the Men of Corolla.
Correct, yeah.
In the studio. And you got to taste the mangria, which afterwards, but I think...
Now, does mangria enhance psychic abilities?
It does.
Yeah,
it does. No, honestly, like alcohol for me enhances abilities because you become a little bit more vulnerable to it. So I'm like kind of like, oh, you know, I just pick up stuff very naturally. But when I'm not drinking, it's like having the switch off, basically.
That is a great excuse to start drinking.
Right.
I'm not an alcoholic. I'm enhancing my psychic abilities, officer.
And then Rebecca has been on several shows, and you can go into our catalog on iTunes and download some of her best readings. But Rebecca is our clairvoyant du jour, and she's going to help us with a reading in a bit. But first of all, we're going to take a call from an astrologer psychic who's in New York City.
Ooh.
Her name's Kim Allen. I just recently came across her, and she goes more into the reading through astrology and looks at your chart, and we gave her your birthday and
my chart.
Yes. Thank you for joining us here today. We're here with Brad and AJ and Rebecca, and
Hi, Brad. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I didn't know that this was happening to me today, so this will be fun.
Oh, fantastic! How is everyone today?
We're doing great. Yourself? We're
pretty happy.
Yeah,
really
we're having
happy.
A good time.
I'm a little sweaty, but I'm happy.
I'm surrounded by three clairvoyants. I've never felt safer. I know that if something were to come through the window or an intruder or something, I would get at least like a 10-minute heads up. So I'm fantastic. I feel good. No one's looked at me today and said, you're going around the Fullerton area. Don't go there. Like, that hasn't happened, I'm fine.
So go ahead and give us your best shot at Brad.
Okay, so now, Brad, I took a look at your chart. So you are a wonderful Capricorn. Did you know that your moon was in Taurus? You have a Taurus moon. Were you aware of that?
I mean, I have it tattooed on my right butt cheek, but other than that, I had no idea. No, I did not know about my moon location.
It's very interesting. So you're the type of person that I would call hard on the outside, but soft on the inside.
Ooh, I'm like a Twinkie. A fried Twinkie. I love fried Twinkies.
And the reason why I say that is because you have that very like to take charge, authoritarian type outside personality. But when people get to know you, you have all those wonderful planets in Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is the adventurer. It is the person that is always looking for the next best, biggest, and the next best, greatest thing. And you tend to be a very curious person. And, you like to keep your life surrounded with new and exciting things. Is that true?
Yes, I like new things, mostly women. I like to keep it new and exciting. So there you go.
And I am not surprised by that because your Venus is in the sign of Sagittarius. So now, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Venus is the planet of romance, and Sagittarius is, like I had said, the adventurer.
Yeah. Perfect.
It is the person, or it is the type you like a different type of exciting type of love affairs. You want something that's different, and the person has to keep you sort of really your mind preoccupied. So you're always looking for something exciting in love and romance. So you try to keep your love life very exciting, and you might have a strong desire to travel. Do you like to travel?
I do it every week for my job, so there you go.
And he's a horny little bastard.
Yeah. Yes. If you got a leg, I'm gonna hump it.
Let me just tell you that, and also there is no, you don't have a type in terms of love. You know, the type of person you love is any type of woman that keeps you excited and keeps your mind interested and keeps things boiling, because you like a lot of passion and fire when it comes to romance. Is that true?
Yeah, and you're right in that I don't have a type, because as a little person, people ask me all the time if I prefer dating little people or tall people, and I just say yes to both. I've been with women that are 3'2", and I've been with women that are 5'11". I got quite a range. I'm like a shotgun, wide spray, just wide, not focused. No, wide.
No, he's very passionate. Very passionate.
Now, let me tell you a little bit about your personality that people may not know.
Okay,
Brad, you tend to be a little controlling. Is that true?
He's blushing.
Yes, I do.
And he likes to control his money as well.
Oh, that too. As a comedian, I'm self-employed, and when I'm working, it's just the microphone, me, and that's it. So I'm in charge of everything, and that's what I prefer. When I have a boss or other people start telling me how to do my job or live my life or do anything like that, it's very frustrating, and I get turned off by that very quickly.
It's not going to happen because you love freedom. See, you're the type of person, you got to be free.
Freedom.
Mm-hmm. I got to be free. Let's do this.
And so let me tell you what wonderful things are about to happen for you.
Okay.
Because the planet Jupiter just shifted. It's going to hit a lot of those Sagittarian planets. So I don't know if you've been anything has come your way that is brand new. Some sort of like, there's going to be a shift in your career, by the way.
Okay.
So have you been talking a lot of career things over the last 3 weeks?
Yes. My great and powerful manager, Barry Katz. This is a great impression of him right here. if you got to listen to his podcast called Industry Standard. He talks like this the whole time. we've been discussing some major career moves in the last 3 weeks. So it's very funny that you bring that up.
And the career moves that he's been talking to you about are very different career moves or different things that you've done in the past. Is that true?
Yes. I'm not allowed to talk about some of these career moves. But yes, they are certainly different than what I'm normally doing, but things that I have been involved in.
Very good. So you can expect a wonderful career opening, and this is going to be a fabulous time. So between now and the end of the year, it's going to be one big party for you, Brad.
Woo-hoo.
One big party.
I like
can
that.
I come?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're friends now. Okay, so Kim,
yes.
we're going to have to let you go. We thank you so much for your positive
welcome.
Reinforcement in the life of Brad Williams.
Yeah, thank you.
He's gonna run out of here and get a new job and get some pussy. And,
yeah,
yeah. So.
See, now that's gonna be my pickup line to women: is I need to take you home. Why? The psychic told me so. The psychic said the world will end if this does not happen.
So, Kim, tell us where everyone can find you.
Oh, I am at KimAllen.com, and so I do daily astrology, too. So if anyone wants to know what is happening with the planets every day, it is on my website, KimAllen.com.
And I had a lovely time with you and Jimmy Floyd, and look forward to seeing you again when I come to New York, and we're going to hang.
Fantastic, and have a wonderful time on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim Allen.
Bye, Kim.
All right, bye-bye now.
Bye. So what'd you guys think of that? Like,
yeah, I really did, because as I was picking up also about Brad, is that he has a lot of new opportunity right now. I see the name Bob or Bobby, could be Robert, Robbie, but a name similar to that. You also have the opportunity to pen some really exciting, like, new material. Could be for a pilot. I don't really find a book. I feel more media television. Mm-hmm. I also feel a lot about Arizona around you. I don't know where
I'm going to Arizona in 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Are you going there for work then?
Yes.
Yes, it's going to be fantastic.
The Tempe Improv. So if you're listening in Arizona, come on out to the Tempe Improv.
I have absolutely. Arizona loves, I have so many fans in Arizona. They love you. Maybe you'll stop by the John, Jay, and Rich show. Mm. And, you know, you should talk to your manager about that.
I will. Uh-huh. I'll hit up Barry and we'll go on the Jay and Rich show and create some holy shit moments.
Oh, they love you. They're like a characters, those two. So, fantastic. Yes, I do see that. And I also feel that your mom and dad are so... Your mom's kind of funny, too. Boy, she's going to give you...
My mom's the... She's funny without trying to be.
Yeah, she's just naturally funny.
Yeah, she doesn't even see it. Like, she says things, and then everyone just kind of starts laughing. She goes, I don't understand. Why is that? that's her sort of sense of humor.
I'll let you get in. I also just want to really quickly, so I can let AJ get in here, is that I do find marriage around you.
I knew it was a mistake coming on this show. Someone's locking me down.
Maybe a very interesting gal, real pretty, and little international flair there. And international flair. And she, the thing is, she likes the same kind of food. I don't know if you're a foodie, but she seems to understand your palate and your appetite.
That's wow. Okay, you're good. You're good.
Is mm-hmm. there some kind of international flair in your relationship?
Yeah, she's an international person, and we bonded over our shared love of cake pops. That's so cool. So I know it's stereotypical of like a little person saying like I love sweets or chocolate, or it's very mm-hmm. Willy Wonka-y. But who doesn't love a good cake pop? So shut up, get off my back.
I don't even know what that
my
is.
My last thing is that you're not getting the short end of the shtick, as I would say. You're getting the long end of it.
I'm long, ladies. Not sure. The long stick. That's what she said.
Shtick.
Okay.
And the name Danny will be important to you. But you got a lot of stuff, not just with your career, but your personal life that looks really exciting. You deserve for love and real love, true love. And it's time, because your granny said that from the other
side.
She's
a good guy.
What?
Your grandma. She's right behind you. She did a big kiss. And she said to tell you, Brad, I love you so much. I'm going to send you some hummingbirds.
Brad's crying.
She died a month ago.
Yeah. She's right behind you. She said, tell the family that I'm okay and I made it safely to the other side.
Right.
And she's going to send you, and this is going to sound strange because your grandma mm-hmm. maybe wasn't a big fan of Joni Mitchell, but she's going to send you a Joni Mitchell song out of the blue, somewhere unusual. You will know she was here today.
Okay. All right.
And she looks young now. I got to bring out the photographs of her really young.
Oh, well, good on you, Dorothy Agnes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now how about, I'll let AG.
Absolutely. Well, a couple things before we started doing this. I was talking with Rebecca about like astrology and numerology, and one thing I do is I work with numbers. Mm-hmm. The first thing that I have to bring up with you is that when I tune into your energy, I see the number 13 around you. So I don't know if it represents either one, the four life path, or either the number 13 is very significant with you.
I was born on January 13th.
Okay. So I think
a Friday, by the way.
Okay. So oftentimes the whole cliche Friday the 13th, a negative thing. I don't think it's a negative thing. I think it's more so a positive light of who you are, and I think it's a good blessing for you in life, because here's the unique part about it. When Rebecca was talking about your career, intuitively, this is going to sound so weird, but I feel like I need to go like back to the past. It's mm-hmm. almost like rebranding myself. So I don't know if you're going to be rebranding or redeveloping new things that you've done in the past mm-hmm. to make it in the future now, but I see it in a very positive light of like branching out to different aspects, as if I'm going to be owning a marketing place, a communication place. There's different areas of fields that I see. I'm going to be doing things differently, not just sticking to comedy. So I feel like the aspects of where you are is just climbing the ladder and planting seeds all over the place of watching these things grow. Because I feel like where you're at right now is about being patient. And with you, you want it quick. You want it now. You want to make it happen. And right mm-hmm. now, spirit and energy, and plus a little bit of grandma's energy, if you will, is kind of be the beacon of light for you. It's going to be like almost like, okay, grandma's there with me. Grandma's looking out for me as well. And I mm-hmm. feel like with your energy, it's just make a thought. Just send the energy out to the universe. Say, you know what? grandma is here with me, but also got to make the thought of the energy to not so much just my manager, but for yourself, because even though you may be the fun, hilarious guy, you need to focus on yourself. You need to focus on your own energy, and you need to focus on what the heart says, not what the mind or not what the ego says. And that's a big thing with you, because I think a lot of part is that you don't always feel like you have to be the funny guy. Mm-hmm. Step that off to the track and just be true to yourself, because I feel like once you do this, these better opportunities will start happening for you.
I will be true to myself, AJ. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Dottie just wants to make sure you make sure you get to your mom and mm-hmm. let her know about the family recipes. Is she the good cook or is your mom the good cook?
Dottie?
Dorothy.
Oh, Dorothy. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. Mom's the cook and took a lot of the Southern recipes from my grandma, including grits.
Yeah.
Mom makes the best grits.
I work for food. I'll be over there real quick. Right. So she was really serious about, though, to tell you that she definitely made it to the other side. She loved her. They call it the celebration of life. She's giving me some of her jewelry, so maybe you'll get a piece for your future wife, and your mom will know which piece to give you.
My mom was just talking to me about that.
Yeah, she said that.
Yeah, she's got an old ring that mm-hmm. she wanted to give to me.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Very interesting you brought that up.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. We have a celebrity caller today that's going to blow your mind. So
yeah.
We like to show the serious side, the spiritual side, and the funny side. So we'll be right back with Calling Out with Susan Pinsky.
Keep the discussion going on Twitter. Follow Susan at First Lady of Love and follow the show at Calling Out Today, as well as Sideshow Network at Sideshow Network.
Hi, this is Susan Pinsky. We're back on Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, and we have a caller on the phone for our clairvoyant du jour, Rebecca Fearing. And we also have AJ Barrera, and we wanted to have you call in and get a psychic reading today. How does that sound?
Okay.
Have you ever had a psychic reading before?
No.
No, never? Oh, good. And I'm also here with co-host Brad Williams. You might know him.
We met one time at one of Ralphie May's parties.
Oh, cool. But we're not going to talk about you too much because we really want to get right to the clairvoyant reading and see what we can conjure up.
Who cares
today.
About comedians hanging out? Let's get to the dead people.
Okay, so we kind of let them feel your vibe. So do you want to say your name?
Gilbert Gottfried.
As if you couldn't tell by the voice.
Yeah, a lot of people would think I'm Ben Kingsley.
Okay, so do you want to start?
Okay, yeah, sure. The first thing that I see around you, and it's really, 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 really strong about your mom.
Hey, can we get to the most important part of this? Like, can we go to the racetrack and you'll tell me what horse is going to win?
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I'm really good at the horses, to tell you the truth. I almost win every race.
So what does his mom think about the horses?
Well, are you going over to Santa Anita, right?
Any one of them.
Okay, good.
I'll go to the off-track bettings, anyone that you could take me to, and tell me the exact horse, and then we'll pass by a 7-Eleven, and you'll tell me all the right lottery tickets.
Okay, I've been able to do that before, so let's see, Pico, and down on Pico, I don't know if you're by Pico at all, but there's a 7-Eleven. This is really a prediction. There's a 7-Eleven down on Pico, and that will get you a winning ticket. So anything down by Pico and maybe... And I'm not sure what that other street is. It could be Santa Monica. You know,
I'm in New York right now. Basically, I'll die in the street, so starvation.
Well, but I think for the winning lottery numbers, it's worth the flight back, yeah. Gilbert.
You're going to be in L.A., actually, Gilbert. So if you're down in L.A., just go buy the ticket down by Pico. And I'm going to keep that prediction to tell you the God honest truth. But I have to get down to the chase. Your mom's very strong around you.
But she... Pico's a long street.
He doesn't want to talk about his mother.
This is kind of like saying, there's a winning lottery ticket, and it's on Fifth Avenue.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good. I'm going to give you some winning lottery numbers, but don't hold me to this, okay? 6, 12, 33, 14, and how many is that now? Six, I need two more. 10, and the number 9.
And this is definitely the winning one.
I'm just going to say that's what came up, and I've been known to give a couple of numbers that were real. So, you know, don't spend your life savings on it, but you never know.
That's absolutely true, and I'm pretty sure it will hold up in a court of law.
Well, you know what, guys? Just recently, there was a psychic that actually predicted the lottery ticket about 4 days ago in New England or England or something like that, and they actually got, like, $7 million or something like that just recently because the psychic foretold the lottery numbers and whatnot. So, hey, you might be onto something.
Hey, I might be onto something. I got to go back and listen to what I said, but I'm going to, play those numbers too. And I also want to make sure, this is kind of funny. You want to make sure that, oh my God, this is kind of embarrassing, but you want to make sure.
Bring it, Rebecca.
You're going to be somewhere that you're sitting for a long period of time. So you really want to make sure you got the right undergarments on or you're going to be really, really totally uncomfortable. So I know that sounds really weird and really strange, but I'm telling you, God honest truth, you don't want to be uncomfortable when you're
I have to make sure I have the right underwear.
Yes.
In the future.
Yes.
That's how we fly here, Gilbert.
I know it sounds weird, but you want
to... So wait a second. This chain thong I'm wearing, I guess, is not a good idea.
No, you should be taking that one off.
You got a free flow. You got a free flow, Gilbert.
Yeah, save the chain thong, for when you're at Andy Dick's house.
That's he grabbed my tits once. He grabbed my tits once.
I should toss away this. Steel wool jockstrap.
Yeah.
Unless you're cleaning dishes with your junk. That's about it.
That's my main talent.
I know. I've seen your act. It's a fantastic closer, my friend.
No, well, I've seen his ass, so that's okay. No, I'm just kidding. Psychically, you look really good. Seriously.
She can see you naked.
Yeah. The naked truth there, Gilbert.
Wait, so as a psychic, you get a picture of people naked?
Yes.
And you can do that with anyone, and you're going with Gilbert Gottfried?
Yeah. He's hot. He's a hottie.
I mean,
at least one woman is willing to. Yeah, hey,
it's a start, buddy. It's a start. I mean, Channing Tatum exists, and you're going Gilbert Gottfried. You know what? Gilbert, good on you, buddy.
Yeah, and I know Tatum, so that's okay. I pick you. You're just, yeah.
Can you teach me how to see any woman naked in the street?
Yes, I can, but I don't know if that's legal or not. Get in trouble for that.
Well, I mean, it would just save Gilbert so many legal fees.
I'll do without the winning horse if you could just show me how to see women naked in the street.
Okay. Well, if there's a horse named Sugar Baby, take a good look at it. And I have no idea if this exists, but that's what I heard. Sugar or Sugar Baby.
There's always a horse named Sugar Baby.
Okay, well, I'm picking Sugar Baby. And Titan, maybe there's a horse named Titan, too. So
okay.
Let's see what happens there.
Well, what does his mom want to say? Well, damn it, she's here.
Well,
what?
That's one thing I want to go into, because if you don't mind me jumping in
quick, go
Rebecca.
Ahead. Yeah.
But I did want to link on to the same thing, because I did get an older female figure that is stepping forward. That would be a mom energy.
Right.
So if his mom is passed over, I do want to allow her to kind of step forward here. She's also bringing it up for me. I don't know if she passed recently or many years ago, but her condition is not something that's normal to me. So to me, it's either something of a knowing that she was aware of what she's going through. So either one, her body was slowly shutting down on her, or two, there was something reacting in her system that she's making feel like it's not anyone's fault. Like, I don't feel like it's due to anyone else, like suicide or anything like that. So there's a unique reference here that she's bringing up, her blood. So I don't know if it was a unique blood disease or there was something that affected her, like leukemia, cancer, but there's something unique here that she's bringing up here that I feel like there's a knowing of it.
I was just going to say all of that. That's so weird. You just took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, that's pretty good. I see that she said her son was always very funny. It comes in the family. Even through tough times, you got to have a good sense of humor. So that's what she said, Gilbert. Just keep doing it, because people nowadays need to laugh, and your unique humor is needed in the world.
Hey, they do need to laugh nowadays. Years ago, they didn't need to.
Yeah.
You know, during the Great Depression, no one needed to laugh.
No one needed to laugh then. During the Mad Men days of the 50s.
No one needed a good time.
Absolutely.
No. Well, your mom says, keep that humor up, Gilbert. She said, laugh a lot with you in heaven. And there's a Ben here that wants to talk to you from the other side. I'm not sure if you're getting that, AJ, but he told me to tell you that you got a good book coming out, and keep those photos and all those tidbits.
Yes. I have a book that's out now called Rubber Balls and Liquor.
Oh, wow.
And you can get it on GilbertGottfried.com, and you could get it signed, and you could get my DVD, Dirty Jokes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and I should tell you, I have a podcast.
You do?
That you can hear on GilbertGottfried.com. It's called Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, and you can subscribe to it on the Sideshow Network.tv or on iTunes.
There you go.
take
a break. Want to pop a 5-hour energy? Maybe some ginkgo biloba, something like that.
No, but it really, really, I'm serious, guys. Buy his book. He's hilarious. I feel really strongly your mom and your pop are really proud of you. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, they just told me about the book. They think it's great. The photos, the jokes. Yeah, they just love it. So, guys, I would look.
What does George Washington think of my podcast?
I think that he thinks that your etiquette could be compromised a little bit, you know?
Is that what he said?
Yeah, because he wrote a book at 14 about etiquette, George Washington.
Oh, there you go.
He really did. I know.
Did he just tell you that?
Yeah, no, I have the book.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Yes. So, old Hollywood.
Can you speak to Christ and ask him if he's going to buy my book?
He said he already bought 12. Don't worry.
Him being the Son of God, I might just send him a copy.
Yeah, I call Jesus a hot Jew because he's really cute. You
know. Promotional item. Yeah.
So he's got Audible, so he'll probably read it.
He bought 12, one for every disciple, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Hey, that makes sense. 12, yeah. Yeah.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. No.
Is Hitler a big fan of mine?
more than Jesus, ironically.
No comment on that one.
Gilbert, I think that's the title of your next special. Gilbert Gottfried, popular with Hitler. I think that would work out.
Susan's speechless over here. I wish you could see her face.
Yeah, you should see my face right now.
Horrified.
No, Rebecca has this ability to see old Hollywood people, too.
Oh, God, I got some good friends up there, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if anybody came around this week.
Oh, absolutely. Got Phyllis Diller. She thinks he's hilarious. I have over here Red Buttons, who says he's likes to take some of Gilbert's jokes and pass them around. So I don't know if you know. Right? He says, sorry, Gilbert.
He's stealing from the great beyond?
So wait, God. Did you know Red Buttons?
Is Marilyn Monroe in the other world picturing me naked?
Hey, oh, absolutely.
Let me tell you something.
I don't know if she...
She actually has a picture of you.
She has been quite often, but...
Yeah, I know Marilyn quite well. And
can you bring her in here?
Oh, absolutely.
Rebecca,
she liked the fact that he had a steel wool, you know, thong, I guess.
Well, yeah, after messing around with the Kennedys, she did like it rough. So,
that's good.
No comment.
That makes complete sense.
Are the Kennedys watching my podcast?
They may be.
Yeah, the Kennedys come by every so often as well. So.
Well, I'm not kidding about this. I see Marilyn Monroe right behind you tickling your neck and your hair. So if you feel a little buzz back there, that is seriously, I'm serious about that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's either Marilyn Monroe or the neck herpes. One or the other.
Speaking of Marilyn Monroe, I have an article in Playboy this month called The Apology Epidemic. So go.
Gilbert, I read it, and it's fantastic.
Online or any place where you could just read the article and not have to look at the pictures.
Yes. Do that.
But you can read my article on Playboy and masturbate to it if you want.
I did it twice this morning. Gilbert, I actually have already read the article, and as a fellow comedian, I just want to say thank you for writing that. because I think it's all too often that that especially comedians, and you know this more than anyone, we're forced to apologize for our act through the outside forces that be. And so thank you for writing that article, and it for some great points in it.
Oh, thank you. That's in Playboy this month.
Well, yep. Marilyn's blowing you now.
Not yet. Just so you know. Sentimental, and you should start playing sad music. And you know what? Get Beethoven to play sad music. You can get in touch with him.
I can. I will ask him tomorrow.
But
he's not listening. Want to come on my podcast? That's
that is funny.
No, but I'll tell you who does. Elvis. Elvis wants to come. He told me right now. I want to be on his podcast. I think he's hilarious.
Okay.
Elvis is in the house. As usual.
I actually had Elvis Presley come through in a reading like a couple years back ago, and I believe it was his hairdresser that was sitting down with me, and I had no idea. So I was actually seeing blue suede shoes and whatnot, and that all that information came through, and I said like, I don't know. He's talking about like he's like the king.
Yeah, he likes to be called the king.
Absolutely. He doesn't like to be called by Elvis. So no. I think that's an amazing thing when he comes through that way. Mm-hmm. It's his way of identifying himself as that he's still continuing to hold his throne on the other side, basically.
Absolutely. But he wants us to go to Memphis and eat some ribs and laugh our heads off. So, Gilbert, let's go to Memphis and be sure to bring your still will.
Right. Sounds great. Gilbert, as the things that she said about your mother, is that accurate? Are you feeling that she's doing a good job?
She hasn't come forward to dispute it.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's kind of like on my podcast, I had this Gianni Russo, who claims he was the guy that played Carlo in The Godfather, who's the violent, brother-in-law of Sonny Corleone. And he claims to have had sex with Marilyn Monroe. Hmm. And it's like, you know, what are you going to say? Well, Marilyn Monroe didn't say she didn't, so. and Arthur Miller certainly didn't say anything, neither did Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah, so I mean, we could ask Marilyn that right now, can't we? And see if that's a true fact.
May be some truth to that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Marilyn Monroe if she's ever dreamed in the other world of having sex with me.
Absolutely, Gilbert. Come on. She's like, thinks you're a hottie, too.
Yes.
Why are you laughing?
You know it's true. You know it's true.
Marilyn was a big fan of Problem Child Gilbert. Uh-huh.
That I've heard. that was actually on her tombstone. But years from now, there'll be a movie Problem Child, and she's going to be the first in line in the other world to see it.
She wants to make sure you like cats, though. She's got her cat Tinkerbell with her, so.
Yes.
Listen, anyone that has met Gilbert for more than
really
20 seconds knows Gilbert loves pussy. So it's fine.
Meow.
I don't like that kind of subtle humor. I have too much to think about.
That's good.
AJ's blushing.
Oh,
he is.
He's totally blushing. Look at him.
This guy, I made a psychic blush. That is a compliment. He has access to Stalin's brain, and he's not blushing, and then I right. blush. That's how sick I am. Pat myself on the back for that.
Good job, Brad.
That's what I do. Yeah. It's a talent. Gilbert, do you have any other maybe friends that have passed on that you would like to speak to or that you want to get in touch with?
Stalin?
That's always a good one.
You and him were boys. I know you share similar mindsets. So I mean, sure, we can see what's up with him.
It's Stalin.
Oh, can Jack the Ripper right now tell you his name and who he was? And because that was never found out.
it's funny. Jack the Ripper. His last name was actually Feldman. He was a Jew. Very, very, very little known fact.
And next I'll find out Attila the Hun was also a Jew.
Yeah, I mean, sure, makes sense, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. He just like has very scary eyes, so I don't want to talk to him. No, thank
Scary eyes. I stand corrected. Not a Jew.
Which one, Jack the Ripper or Stalin?
No, Jack the Ripper.
Oh, okay.
He's a little.
Yeah, we're just trying to keep our mass killers straight here.
Stalin says to Gilbert, wear some nice leather Italian shoes.
With lifts.
It'll get you the women.
I mean, and who was a better ladies' man than Stalin?
He really said something about soft leather shoes. I'm not kidding.
I was thinking about his shoes, too.
You were?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, because I
Well, he wore lifts in his shoes.
Oh, Stalin did?
Yes, he did.
Oh, because that's what he said. Talk about the shoes, because that's what will get through the ladies.
Yeah, and but it that made him taller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got it,
I studied Stalin.
Wait, Stalin had lifts in his shoes?
Yes, he did.
So I'm a midget, and I have something in common with Stalin?
Great.
Well, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and Napoleon complex.
I have a lot in common with Stalin.
Some guys, I didn't mean you.
Shoes, and we'll get you some lifts.
I need about a 2-foot lift so I can be about average height. Good Lord.
It could happen. I predict it.
Gilbert, have you had any experiences in your life with little people?
Yes. Yes, in fact, as a matter of fact, every woman I've had sex with has referred to me as a little person. Yeah.
There's your solution there, Gilbert. You have to actually have sex with an actual little person female, because then your stuff will look huge in her hands.
This is true.
Can you get in touch with Billy Barty?
I thought he was still alive.
No, okay. He's gone. I would actually like it if you got in touch with Billy Barty.
Yeah, how about you, AG? You got Billy on the line?
Not necessarily, to be quite honest.
I actually think he is here.
He's very small. He's very hard to find, afterlife.
No, yeah. Billy Barty is not a little person anymore. He's gained some height on the other side.
Wait, we grow and we die?
Yes.
What am I still doing here, then? Give me a revolver.
Growing on the other side?
Yeah, Billy's taller now, and Billy looks really hot, too.
So are you telling me that when midgets die, they become, like, enormous in the other world?
Yeah, if they want to.
They don't stop growing?
No, you became, you're perfect now, anyway, but you...
How the hell is anyone going to recognize me when they get to heaven? It's Brad Williams. I know Brad Williams.
Well, it's
you
what
are
you
no
want.
Brad Williams, sir.
You can stay the way you are. Billy obviously want to be a little taller, but he told me, Gilbert, that you're going to Saint-Tropez. So you're going to France anytime soon?
Wait. Am I going to France?
Yes. Well, because Billy told me that you'll be invited to France or maybe Saint-Tropez and probably Spain, somewhere in the Latin sort of Mediterranean. All right. Well, anyway, don't be surprised if somebody asked you to go into Europe, something really fun, if you feel good about it. And I'm not kidding about this. This is true. It could be anywhere from Italy to Spain to France, but you're going to be offered this really fun trip. So if you feel comfortable, Billy says take it. And you'll have a great time.
Well, that's advice from a little person, so you gotta take that. Billy Barty says go to France. You go.
Some sardines. Yeah. I don't know why he said that, but they're good for your blood, I guess.
Yes, we dwarves call those fish. Just like full. We call those marlins. That's what we do.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, what can I say? I just said what Billy said. Eat some sardines, go to Europe.
What are
good
the
time.
Munchkins from Wizard of Oz saying about me right now?
Let's listen to Gilbert Gosselin's amazing colossal podcast. Well, <I'm not>
Yeah, they were right here. I had the last living munchkin right here. There's one left. Does everyone know that? There's one munchkin left. Oh, my gosh.
Seriously, we should have him on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you'll need a few more phone books on these chairs. I can barely reach them.
I've got Judy Garland here now.
Judy Garland?
You got Judy Garland?
Judy Garland, yeah.
See, that last living munchkin could be in the room with you now.
Everyone check the bottom of your shoes. So you have Judy Garland. Can you ask mm-hmm. Judy if she, I mean, because I saw the documentary Over the Rainbow. Did she ever fool around with any of the Munchkins backstage while the filming of Wizard of Oz was going on?
You
know what?
No, this is serious too. I tell you God honest truth. She said there was one of the guys. She doesn't want to call him a Munchkin. She just wants to call him one of the guys that was extremely attractive. Mm-hmm. And they actually had a rapport. So whether they had sex or not, I don't know. But they definitely had a rapport. And she told me that before you said that. I swear. Yeah. So I said
see,
yes.
That's an image I'll never get out of my head.
Producer
now
Sean is cracking up.
Judy Garland getting fucked by a midget.
Hey, I didn't say sex or not. I just know she said he was an attractive, nice guy.
I know my people. If there was any kind of interaction, there was boning involved.
Okay, then.
We do that. Exactly.
Better positioning.
Fantastic. Hey. Of course, better positioning. Doggy style standing up. Yeah. My people can do that, okay? Yeah. That's our thing. You guys get tired. You cramp up. You're on your knees. No. Bang a little person. Doggy style standing up. We'll Everyone take you to the other side of the rainbow. That's what we do.
Hey, you're a hottie now, too.
I am.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for telling us all about your secrets.
Well, tell Judy. I'll see her when I get to the afterlife.
You'll be too tall.
Yeah, I'll grow, apparently. I'm almost depressed to hear that I'm going to grow in the afterlife. What if they want me to do a set? I'll have no act. It's going to be awful.
I'm sorry.
You know what I really loved seeing you in was the Aristocrats, though. And Gilbert, you know, this is Susan Pinsky. I'm horrible on podcasts. I'm just here laughing. But I just really enjoyed the Aristocrats. I sat down with Dr. Drew and we watched the entire thing. And thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, between you and Bob Saget, you guys made that movie.
Oh my
for
God,
sure.
Love that show. Love it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're an absolute master of the dirty joke for sure. which you know, you could put that on your tombstone then. master of the dirty joke.
So I hope we've helped you today spiritually.
I don't know. Right.
You know, we may have helped you spiritually. We may have helped you with erectile dysfunction. We don't care.
No, I was trying to avoid that happening to him. That's why I told him, hang loose.
Well, I mean, I think that's what erectile dysfunction is. You hang loose.
Yeah, make sure your underwear's not too tight.
That darn steel wool. It'll do it to me every time.
And I gave the numbers, but everybody out there, I can't hold, don't hold me to it, but, you know, there might be something.
But
to
Sugar
it.
Baby.
Have some fun with
sugar
it.
Sugar Baby.
Titan. Sugar Baby and Titan.
And I know three of the numbers were 6, 12, and 33. Yeah. I
and if you win,
that.
You have to take Rebecca to Saint-Tropez.
Yeah.
Done, right?
So thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope that you and Marilyn have a great afternoon.
Hey, don't be surprised. Have a little paranormal activity there. I'm not kidding.
Gilbert hopes you're not.
Yes.
Any more questions before we go?
What have I been doing for the past hour?
Jerking off. I already know the answer to that.
Okay. Oh, well, that's the easy answer.
Left-handed?
Fondling your pillow. I don't know.
Here we go. Gilbert, thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for being on the podcast, and we really appreciate you coming on, and we once again remind all the listeners to check out Gilbert's podcast. Gilbert Gottfried's amazing Colossal podcast is dedicated to the discussion of classic Hollywood film and television. Podcast is available on iTunes, SoundCloud, and of course, SideshowNetwork.tv. Gilbert, thank you so much for joining us, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Gilbert. It was really fun.
Have a great one, man.
Thank you.
Calling out with Susan Pinsky. Thank you for calling in today. I met you
yes
at a concert, and I'm not going to say yes. much more because we don't introduce our guests at the beginning. We just sort of run into the go right into the reading with our psychics. We have AJ Barrera here and Rebecca Fearing. And I know that you told me that you had some paranormal experiences, so that was an exciting adventure for me. We always love talking about paranormal things here on Calling Out. So I'm going to let Rebecca and AJ kind of feel the room and see what they can come up with.
Hi, Noelle. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So what are some of the things that you've been experiencing in the paranormal? Were it actually activity in your home, or is it actually things of like loved ones who's coming through to you, if you don't mind me asking?
It was more so feeling kind of stuff, like temperature getting, you know, pretty chilly in one area of my apartment.
Okay.
It was mostly in the bedroom.
Okay. Don't say anything else.
That's great, because the reason why I asked that, because I did a show in 2011, like a 13-episode docu-reality show on paranormal. So I think there's a part of it that I feel like with you is that you're actually fine-tuning yourself into, one, either connecting with your spiritual self, either with your spiritual guides, or two, there's actually a loved one that is coming through to try and get your attention. My feeling is that there's an older gentleman that is stepping forward that would be like a dad energy. So if your dad is still here, there's going to be like a father-like energy who's passed over. Do you understand that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. When I talk about this energy, he wants to validate himself as coming through to you in a huge way to let you know I'm going to be the protector and I am going to be the guardian or the, like, the light for you as well. Because when I'm looking at your energy, I'm getting a lot of yellow energy around you, which represents either one, like communication, which either one, you work in communication, you speak in, around communication, but I see you speaking in front of people or you doing this big thing. But I think Susan said you did what, music or something though?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's a part of it. But there's a part of it that I feel like with you is that there's a huge energy that I feel like with you is that there's going to be some sort of acknowledgement or either like being known in a bigger form in a bigger way, because I see you almost as like an activist or someone like protecting like people. I don't know how to describe it, but I feel like there's more of a humanitarian type of energy that is there psychically. But I see a lot of personal transition, nothing psychically like as if, oh, you're going to develop your psychic ability. I see more of a personal transition of a journey happening for you. And I need to acknowledge going into August. So going into like next month is going to be very significant for you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm also supposed to bring up here, would there be like a sister figure passed over for you?
No, I've never had a sister.
Okay. There's a female energy on your level that would be like sister, cousin, friend that is passed over. So think in your circle of energy, there's a female figure that would be like on your level or on your contemporary that is coming through.
Huh. I mean, the only person, yeah, it's interesting. The only person that I could even possibly think of, I mean, and she hasn't passed over at all, is my best friend, who is like my sister. You know, we've known each other for years, and she is a very spiritually open human being. Who happened to be at my house yesterday.
Yeah, when I'm getting, I know you're onto something, AG, but it isn't for the gal that we're talking to, it's for her friend.
Yeah.
The woman here that's trying to communicate is trying to get to her friend and wants to tell her that she made it safely to the other side. She also wants you to relay to her to be careful signing any contracts or important paperwork that could come up between now and December. She's very adamant about that. Your friend also has high psychic ability. That's why she's so open. She has a lot of purple energy. And they give me the name Karen. Now, that doesn't have to be your friend, but there's a woman named Karen, Carol, something with a C-A-R or K-A-R name that could be instrumental also. The apartment that you lived in is also a bit of a vortex. There was a gentleman who lived there before. Now, I think you're absolutely correct about the gentleman that's connected to... I'm sorry, her first name is Noelle?
Noelle,
yes. Yeah. But this is something that comes prior to you living there. He's a gentleman, nice-looking guy, very attracted to you because of the ties that you may have to the entertainment world. He's a nice-looking guy, has a black shirt on, black pants, but doesn't mean that's of a dark nature. He also told me to tell you to keep the name Al or Alan in mind. You might not know who this is yet, but you have a lot of opportunity.
You know, and another great thing for you as well, because also when I see individuals or energies in black, it also represents like grounding, like foundation.
Right.
So maybe there needs to be like some sort of representation for Noelle to kind of ground herself, prepare herself for the next transition, the next things that are happening with her in this type of vortex type of energy.
Well, she's going to live close to the sea or the ocean in the future. Now, that can be a conduit for a lot of activity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a little magnet for people from the other side because they see your light, if you deal with music, music transcends all dimensions. You also will have an opportunity to be pretty well known in the UK or Britain. You might have a connection to London or the UK. I see people inquiring about you in the UK.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that would most likely have something to do with our music, because that's been a very huge conversation.
Yeah, so I would pursue that if I were you.
Oh, that's cool.
I see a gentleman. He's a guitarist. He's playing next to you, either in the studio. I think I'm not really seeing the venue. And he's an interesting guy, too. He's a lot of psychic ability around him. He is channeling a lot of his talent through the divine. So you got an amazing amount of, like, interesting energy coming from you.
For me, it's like very healing. It's something very nurturing, very, very motherly type of energy. I don't know how to describe it, but I do feel like very comfortable with it. But I do feel like it's going to be something in positive light for Noelle. Like, I feel like there's going to be amazing transition. But I feel like going into next month, which is right around the corner, it's going to start happening. But I think it's just about being patient and just listening to that intuition and listening to that little voice and saying, you know what, this is what I'm preparing for, this is what I'm running for, but I know it's going to be an amazing spiritual journey for her.
Right, and you also, around December 5th, will maybe have heard a lot of good news by then, December 5th of 2014. There's also around you, I keep going to this guitar player, he can maybe play more than one instrument, but he's very close behind you, and I feel his energy just like all around you. So, I mean, obviously you're a musician and there's got to be a guitar player, but this guy has a special connection to you. You've known him many times in other lifetimes. So, you know, this is like going to be interesting, especially if you're on the road with this guy.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. And
do you have a strong connection with your guitar player?
It's interesting because when you mention he may play multi-instruments, like in my particular band, there's only one person that will play the guitar, and it's for one song. And he actually happens to be the person that I've known the longest in the band. He's the reason why I'm in it. And he is pretty open as well. He's very, very sensitive to, you know, ghostly kind of things as well. He's James. His name is James. He's in the band. You know, so we've had moments where we really connect on a really interesting spiritual level, but it's never spoken.
Right. And if you go to if you go to places where there's any historical content or ghosts, you guys will both have interaction with this being who isn't there. There's nobody dangerous around you. They're just curious. They like you.
Well, tell us more about what's going on in our apartment. Are you still in that apartment, Noelle?
Yes, I'm actually in my bedroom right now.
Oh, I knew that. I swear. So, AJ, I'm feeling that because I see that presence behind you, and you're going to have some lights go on and off. There's some activity in your kitchen. There's a vortex where I see many people coming all around you. You also, if you don't want this activity, you'll have to leave a light on or something in the closet that will illuminate light, because people from the other side somehow like to come through closets because it's dark. Because when you leave the light on, it's not that easy for them to navigate, because they like to see your light shining. Makes sense?
Absolutely. And one thing that I experienced too is people that have lots of mirrors in their homes, they become portals, like an opening for spirit to walk in and out. So if you have like big mirrors or for closet doors and whatnot, that may attract the energy. But two, the individual may be attracting that energy into their home. So if they're hanging around like negative people, they may be attracting that negative energy to their home. If they're hanging out with positive people, they bring all that positive energy there.
Right. And this person is worried about your purse. It's not a dark purse. It's more of a light colored purse. I don't want to say exactly white, but sort of a tannish color. And they keep telling me that you're going to lose jewelry or some cash if you don't take extra heed with this particular purse. So, I mean, it's summer, so it could be obviously.
Well, she travels a lot, too.
Yeah, and it's a light bag. It's not black.
Okay.
Do you have a light bag that you've been traveling with, a tannish light bag?
I don't. Yeah, no, my bags are mostly all black.
Okay. I have a light bag. No.
Yeah, that I carry with me. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, there's, like, my suitcase. It's, like, a gray color, but that's about it.
No, No, but if you just see something really cute and it's a lighter color, it would be more of a magnet for a thief. So you want to be very cautious.
She has all black bags.
Yeah. So I'm just saying be careful because I'm really good with that stuff.
Now, and real quick, if you don't mind jumping in. Real quick, Noelle, is that have you ever heard of the term apports?
No, I haven't.
Okay, apports are things where spirit activity happens within a home, where things are being moved, or it's almost like a poltergeist activity type of thing, so where people hear knocks or banging a lot. I feel like there's more of that kind of mischievous type of energy that is happening within your home that I feel like they're trying to get your attention. I want you to kind of be prepared for yourself because I do feel like, again, there's some sort of like a higher power, like a higher calling for yourself to be prepared for what's happening for you because I do feel like it's more of a fun, mischievous type of energy that's trying to say, you know what, hey, wake up, smell the coffee. This is what needs to happen for you as well because I do feel like they're like moving your keys or moving things around that have been there. And you know you place them there, but they have been moved. You understand that?
Yeah.
So just make note of that because I do feel like it's just kind of like a forewarning in a positive light, not in anything negative. So just make note of that.
Yeah. The only thing is that if it's distracting to you and you don't want it there, tell him to go. But David is one of the people that are there with you. I have no idea if you know him, but he told me his name was David, though it is a common name and it comes through quite easily. He refers to himself as David. And I wonder if they're in the construction of that building, if anybody had an accident or what was going on with the contractor there, because he does say that the building is safe, but will need some type of repair. So don't be surprised if you hear somebody who lets you know, your landlord, about construction there. Because when they start doing construction on the building, it can open up a lot of activity. So don't be surprised. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be moving from there anyway. So as long as you live there, you'll have to put some sea salt and put some lights on. And, you know, and if you don't like it, own your power. Have no fear and tell them to stop.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but they're also attracted by light colors. Again, not the black. It's more pretty magentas and lavenders and, you know, even reds. So I don't know if you have black bags and all that, but do you have a lot of color in your room or something?
I accent my kitchen is actually pretty colorful, not in a very vibrant way, but it's, you know, it's kind of like light greens and blues and stuff like that. It's the lighter kind of portion of the house, but my house gets a lot of light. Mm-hmm. In general, my bedroom has a, you know, like a colorful kind of rug that has reds and, you know, golds and stuff in it, and it brings, you know, kind of color into the room. And then the paint itself is kind of on the lighter.
They like the bedroom because of the colors, the reds, the pinks, and because your house is full of light. See, they're attracted to the light. That's what I kept going to. So, and there's a person also over there with the name John. They're just common names, but he seems to know you, maybe a family member. So what do you think, AJ? Do you know who John is, Noelle?
John?
Uh-huh.
John is my drummer.
Oh. I don't know. Well, there's an icy John all around.
She might be tapping into something.
We have a lot of J's in my band. That makes sense. He's actually the only John that I know.
Okay, well then, you know, somebody from the other side is talking about John. They're talking about your guitar player. They love your band. So you got a lot of these. I swear, you got a lot of fans on the other side. So I would say, if I were you, I would just keep playing your music. They love it a lot. And if they're bugging you a lot, tell them to hit the road. And John,
Noelle doesn't really have a negative issue with this. She just told me that she felt these spirits around. Tell us a little bit more about what you've experienced.
Yeah, they love you.
Basically, it was you know, right when I moved in, and my best friend who I'd actually mentioned, her name is Meadow. We went around the entire house and basically cleansed all of the walls and did everything that we possibly could to kind of, you know, put my energy into it, prayers in different rooms of, you know, what I wanted from each area. And my bedroom, you know, just like after like, you know, a few weeks, because I would be in and out of town a lot as well, and I would come in and it was just so cold in this room, and it was always on one side, more like the right side of, you know, kind of like the room. And, you know, there was a couple that lived here prior. One of them was a friend of mine who happens to be a drummer who used to sub for our drummer, John. And him and his girlfriend broke up. They gave up the apartment. I moved into it. So a big part of me was taking out any kind of negative space that they, you know, maybe created from fighting, that kind of thing. You know, me and Metal were talking about it. She was like, maybe, you know, maybe they were just fighting a lot. So maybe let's just have the intent on it being a place of love, you know. So we created the space, but it was always still really cold in here. And one day, his name is Jason, actually. He came in to help me build a wardrobe. And, you know, we were talking for a minute. The wardrobe, like, fell apart. It, like, completely shattered. So I was really ticked off because I just bought this wardrobe and it broke. And then all of a sudden he kind of looks at me and he is like, wait, do you know about this, like, thing? He's like, have you seen the kind of, like, hidden shelf? And I was like, what are you talking about? And outside of my bedroom door, which is right next to the back door, which is a attached to kind of like the laundry space in my apartment, there's this kind of hidden ceiling that I don't know what it is. It's not an attic or anything like that. It's just this like area. So he lifts up the ceiling and he pulls out this little Day of the Dead relic that he had hidden from his girlfriend. And I guess it was like her favorite thing, but he hated it. And she would always hang it up on the mirror. That was on, you know, where I have a dresser now. She used to always hang it up in the mirror, and he used to hate it. It used to drive him crazy. So he took it one day, and he stuck it up in that ceiling, and he forgot about it. So when he removed that, I was like, I said, I couldn't understand why your energy was still in my apartment, and I don't know what's going on, but you need to take that thing out of my house. So he took it with him, and I you know, like, I hadn't felt cold in this room since then.
Interesting.
Like, I haven't had a real moment of chill in this room, you know, and I did my whole thing again, put salt around the bed because I was leaving town again for like a month or so, and, you know, came back in town and everything seemed pretty, like, you know, clean. The only other moment that I've had since then is when I added a new picture in my room and looked, you know, like I kind of wiped down things, but it was very sooty. I mean, it was dirty. It was like something had been trying to come in one corner of the room and couldn't get through.
Wow. So you're very sensitive to this. And, you know, I'm so excited that you're going to be doing well in your music career. And this is the co-lead singer and songwriter with the soul band Fits and the Tantrums.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an amazing band. I saw at the K-Rock Weenie Roast recently, and she's just an amazing star. I also today have Brad Williams in studio, and he's a huge fan of yours as well.
I am. I'm a comedian, and I performed at Bonnaroo this last year, and I saw you at Bonnaroo, saw your guys' set, and you don't stop moving on stage.
She's phenomenal.
Beautiful
woman.
You never stop. You're just a ball of energy, and I actually had a few brief words with you backstage in the catering line, and you were even moving back there too. I don't know if you have like a tick or something, but you just keep going. It's great.
So Noelle, what would you like to plug on your way out? We only have a couple more minutes left here, but we want to know what's coming up for you.
We are actually headed back on the road tomorrow. We are playing in Dallas at the House of Blues and basically going through the end of the summer tour. So we'll be at Lollapalooza. It's the beginning of August, playing on Saturday. And that's pretty much it. We're playing a big event at the end of August as well that I think will be announced.
Gotcha. And for anyone listening, go see Fits and the Tantrums. First of all, music is great, and nowadays it's really admirable when a band could put on a live show that they're not just there going with the motions, and you guys are far from that. Between your saxophone player going nuts, between your high energy, you guys are a spectacular band to see live. So I advise all the listeners to go out and see Fits and the Tantrums.
And thanks
live.
For joining us. We're going to play a little clip from one of your songs called Fool's Gold. So give it up, stop beating, hearts have gone cold.
Fool's gold shine.
back to Calling Out. I once again am Brad Williams, guest hosting with the gorgeous and talented Susan Pinsky. And we want to thank Noelle for calling
in. Big liar.
You're right. You're not talented. But we want to thank Noelle for calling in. We want to thank Gilbert Gottfried for calling in. This was a very fun show. And thank you, Susan Pinsky, for having me on. I really do appreciate that. And thank you to our spectacular mediums for coming in and giving the readings to both Gilbert, Noelle, and myself. Well done, people. Well
done. Thank you, Kim Allen, for calling in.
Yes.
Oh, yes, and Kim Allen for calling in as well. I had a great time. I hope you guys had a great time. If you listen to this podcast going, wow, that guest host Brad Williams, he's a special thing, you can follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and you can also listen to my podcast called About Last Night, where I talk about all sorts of crazy things that happened to me on the road and with my buddy Adam Ray. And Susan Pinsky, take it away.
Check us out at callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com or at sideshownetwork.tv, where you can find all the greatest podcasts. Plus, I'm at First Lady of Love on Twitter, AJ Barrera.
At AJ Barrera on Twitter.
Which is...
AJ...
Now, can you read over Twitter, like if someone tweets you?
Sometimes. I mean, I used to do it in the past when I was doing, like, live radio shows and stuff, so people would send instant messages and whatnot. So when, during commercial break, I would be taking tweets and whatnot. So
Now, how do you organize when, let's say, someone tweets you, like, hey, is my uncle doing okay, or something like that, or what should I do with my job? Well, while they're tweeting you that, and you're on the radio, and you're filled with all these people in one room, how are you able to focus? How are you able to, like, laser it in?
Well, it's just like a light switch. It's almost like turning it on and off. So once I'm done with one caller, I move on to the next one. So it's when we're on live, I take the live calls. Once we go to commercial break, I start looking at my feed and whatnot, start taking that information. But
so tell us about your radio show.
Well, I used to do it, and I'm kind of on hiatus right now, but we used to do it on Spreaker.com, and we used to do it every, Wednesday night at 7 p.m., and we used to do various topics of real-life situations of what's going on. So it's kind of like a mixture of what we want to do, like a spiritual self-help type of show, and relating to kind of real life issues. So
is that digital anywhere?
Yeah, it was iTunes and all that
it's
stuff.
It's on iTunes now. And also, where can we find you? I know you have some events coming up.
Absolutely. I'm at ajbarrera.com. You can find me there, which is ajbarrera.com. And I'm also heading out to Virginia Beach in August from the 8th through the 12th, and I'm working with Cindy Kaza.
She's going to be there.
Oh my God.
She's one of our regulars.
She's very sweet, very sweet. And
she's very good at what she does.
We came in contact with a mutual friend when we were doing a workshop in the Bahamas, and someone said, hey, do you know Cindy? And I said, ironically, she just did a show with Susan Pinsky. She goes, what? She goes, I go, long story short, let me tell you this. And so we got introduced to each other via email and cell phone, and sweetest thing. And so now we're making this event happen.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and a lot of it is just about, you know, giving people spiritual self-awakening, self-help and whatnot. So this is the main thing. What I do with my work is making sure people have the understanding, but also get the healing out of it at the same time.
And Rebecca Fearing at RebeccaFearing.com. Also The Purple Rose on Twitter.
Yes. And I have a show called Dancing with Ghost. It's kind of the seat of the pants sort of show. And
you can find that on iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes. Or it's a live show on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And, you know, I'm a pretty stable force in Los Angeles. You can find me most days in Granada Hills, California.
Yes. Got to check out the Chong and Chong show. Rebecca and I are going to be at the Improv in Ontario. We will have already done it.
But wasn't it fun?
But it was
not. That was comedy.
I was so effing funny.
Yeah, you were.
You should have seen me. I was at my best.
Yes.
And
I liked that earlier in the podcast you had no problem saying Brad's going to get some pussy, but then you self-edited on effing funny. You said, I don't want to be too graphic for the kids listening.
Everybody loves pussy.
You just have to say kitty cat.
Perfect. Well done. Go back and listen to that. And did everyone get their plugs in? Are we all good?
We had such a fabulous show. Thank you, Gilbert Gottfried. I am now your biggest fan. And have fun with Marilyn today. Thank you. We'll see you next time.
And don't forget to check out Gilbert Gottfried's amazing colossal podcast, heard on iTunes, SoundCloud, and SideshowNetwork.tv. You can also find Gilbert on Twitter at RealGilbert. When we've gone away, the fool.